won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. You're listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, March 7th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a comment you'd like to get into the show, please be on topic, pithy, really concise, to the point. Greatly appreciate it. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Going to be talking about all kinds of different topics. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. Really an interesting topic that we're going to be talking about today with him. One other thing I want to make sure that I make you guys aware of. We are going to be doing a petition drive signature gathering event tomorrow morning. We're meeting at the McDonald's on 131, just north of Mancelona, just north of the M66 US 131 intersection. The McDonald's there, the gas station, will be in the back rear lot of McDonald's. Appreciate if you give me a couple hours tomorrow. Drive your vehicles down, get the clipboards with the petition sheets and a laminated card, basically explaining to people what we're doing, and then go and sit near a gas station, party store, hardware store, any traffic location on the eastern portion of Antrim County. We need to cover from Elba all the way down 131 to Mancelona. And then a little bit west down M88 there in downtown Mancelona. We have identified basically six different locations that we're going to be at and would greatly appreciate your help. This is something I volunteered to do to collect 500 signatures here in the month of March, and I need your help. So if you could join me tomorrow, I'd greatly appreciate it. Text me Saturday. And I'll send you the flyer with the information on it, the address, where we're meeting. We get done collecting signatures for a couple hours. Give me a call. I'll meet you back at the McDonald's or come to you wherever you're at and be able to meet with you, get the signatures back, the clipboards, the laminated sheets. And we're going to do it every Saturday in the month of March. Tomorrow being the first one. March 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. But I need your help tomorrow, because if we could do a huge portion of my 500, it would take the pressure off of us for the rest of the month. So might be a little colder tomorrow, 33 degrees outside, but we'll be sitting in our cars and approaching people as they pump their gas or go in and out of the party store, the grocery store. Different locations we're going to cover in the eastern part of Antrim County. So text me Saturday, If you come, I'll also have some rear window stickers for you for the radio station. And we want to try to get as many of these signatures tomorrow if we could and get this done. So appreciate the help. Again, text me Saturday and I'll send you the flyer. Spend a couple of hours with you and appreciate you guys helping me out on this. One of the things happening in Lansing is the budget. And Speaker Matt Hall put out a press conference yesterday after a floor vote by the Republicans and one lone Democrat, Karen Whitsitt from Detroit. We're going to talk about what they passed and how the governor and the Democrats are responding to it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Friday of hour number one. MERS news quote of the day goes to Kelly Breen, Democrat state representative down in Novi, regarding Speaker Matt Hall, who Democrats are fearing is governing by press releases. Her quote: if he wants to have a press conference every day and be a diva, I will gladly buy him a tiara, said Kelly Breen. Why did she say that? Well, the Republicans, in a quasi-Donald Trump type of mode, passed a scale-back $20 billion continuing resolution spending plan that would start at midnight on October 1st if the legislature and the governor can't come up with a budget agreement for the fiscal year 2026 by the required September 30th deadline at midnight. Matt Hall said if the Senate and the governor sign off on this emergency budget, he would support closing the books, a supplemental spending bill that would close the books for fiscal year 2024. That amount of money would square up the budget that ended September 30th of 2024, which was technically the responsibility of the last legislature under Speaker then from Detroit, Joe Tate. That should have been done before they ended the year last year. Speaker Hall called his continuation budget a worst-case scenario, and it would fund government operations such as schools, prisons, police, and local governments, just in case they were not able to come to agreement on a full-blown budget for next year, 2026. The bills, House Bills 4161 and 4162, passed 59-49. Well, wait a minute, Randy, there's only 58 Republicans in the House. Yes, one lone Democrat, State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, joined the Republicans in voting yes. Joey Andrews of St. Joseph and Kimberly Edwards from East Point, the two other Democrats that didn't vote, did so because they were absent yesterday from the Capitol. Well, the female reporter from MERS News Service asked Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, about this process. Her answer, girl, I don't need to hear no more. As the reporter was reading the press release to her. Her final statement on the issue, tell Speaker Hall he is not Donald Trump. That if he wants to be actually a real player in the Capitol, he has to be serious about governing and not just doing things through press releases. We are always in the Capitol. We are always open to actual negotiations, but communicating through press conferences is not the mature, responsible way to get our close of the books done for 2024. Well, Matt Hall, during his press conference, pitched that what he was calling for was a government shutdown prevention plan. This would disarm Democrats who are arguing House Republicans leveraging a government shutdown as a threat in their budget negotiations. House Minority Leader Ranjiv Puri of Canton said a false choice is being presented to the legislative leaders by framing this budget-making process as either being stripped down, bare bones, or threatening a government shutdown. If Speaker Hall is anticipating his own failure to get a budget done, is this really what this is all about? We haven't seen a government shutdown in a long time. and there's no good reason why he should be predicting one now unless he wants it to happen, said Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. She went on to say, not only is this an empty threat, but it's an empty budget. And it's also straight out of the Trump playbook. Create a problem and then try to paint yourself as a hero for fixing the crisis of your own making. He can keep trying to legislate via press conferences. However, in this upper chamber, we'll keep doing the actual work of the people, said Brinks, Democrat Senate Majority Leader. Well, one of his lieutenants for Speaker Hall is State Representative Ann Bolin of Brighton. She was appointed to be the House Appropriations Chair. Now, why is that important? Because budgets must originate in the House. You see, the governor, she came out with her budget proposal, $86.2 billion, outlining the things that she would like to fund and spending how much money on each one of them. The Senate comes up with their version. Well, ultimately, it's the House version that gets put out there. Then they negotiate with the Senate, with the governor, and come to an agreement that both chambers can live with. They do whip counts. They count the noses of yeses and noes. And then they determine whether or not they got enough votes to pass it. If they do, they submit it to the floor, they pass it, and then send it to the governor for signature. That's how the budget process goes down. Well, Ann Bolin, she absolutely put a process together that we will be in a situation where this has three supplemental requests on her desk. Kind of interesting and different. The process, having three supplemental requests, are broken down accordingly. One, to close the books for last year, 2024. Two, for additional funding this year, 2025. And lastly, the third one, the final proposal to be submitted to the Senate and the governor for the upcoming year's budget, 2026. Fundamentally, she said, last year's books need to be resolved, which is something she and Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, disagree on. Bolin said the bills aren't a budget on their own. Very simply, one closes the books for 2024. The second one takes care of shortfalls for this year's budget. And then we put together the plan for 2026. She called Hall's prevention plan that it's not a statement of priorities, as is typically the argument when it comes to budgets. Well, here's the bottom line. In the bills, school funding is reduced by $5 billion compared to last year's budget. That represents roughly about a 25% decrease. And many departments would have to go without funding. Although the intention is to start from there and include funding for departments as the budget requires. Again, these two bills, House Bills 4161 and 4162, are shell bills per se, because they would go into effect only if needed. But they meet the minimum funding requirements for state government to operate the functions required by Michigan State Constitution. Those are the minimum requirements for funding our government per the state constitution. How much are we talking about? $20 billion. This, according to Hall, is a place for the negotiations to start from. So let's get this straight. Per our Constitution, what's required to prevent these constitutionally required items to shut down is only $20 billion. That's it. You got to understand, folks, this is only the amount of money required for schools, prisons, police, and local governments. $20 billion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has submitted a proposed budget of 86.2, over four times, 400% more money than what is constitutionally required to fund state government. The only thing missing from this list that I can see is the roads. Okay, so let's say, based on MDOT's $9 billion budget, let's increase that to $10 billion. We'll just throw an extra billion in there. Per our state constitution, to fund schools, prisons, police, and local governments, and the roads, we're talking $30 billion. That's it. Eliminate all other departments. Eliminate all other spending. That's all you have to spend is $30 billion. Well, now you say, well, wait a minute, trucker. We got to take care of poor people that are on Medicaid, food stamps, government assistance, Department of Health and Human Services, right? That's basically what you're saying. Okay, what's their budget? $15 billion. If we add all of this constitutionally required stuff along with Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Medicaid, food stamps, all of that, you're talking half, basically half of what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to spend next year's budget at 86. We could basically do it for around $43, $44, maybe $45 billion. We could cut the budget basically in half. How much does state government get from property taxes? How much stays in Lansing? Only $1.5 billion. That's it. The rest goes back to local governments. Well, guess what? If you eliminate also the state income tax of $12 billion, you could eliminate property taxes, you could eliminate state income tax, and still be positive in the green. This is absolutely insanity what's happening in Lansing over this budget. I actually support Matt Hall's plan. Here's $20 billion. If we don't finalize the budget, at least we don't totally shut the government down. Now let's negotiate. 5 minute news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.